In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Please be seated. As we think about the end of time, as we think about that time when Christ will come to judge the living and the dead, I have taken as my text today the reading from morning prayer appointed for this day, which is St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verses 14 to 29. It's also related to the gospel read today. I'll read just a little of it. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And he that had received 5 talents came and brought the other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. He that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents. The Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Then he that received 1 came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathered where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid the talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed, and gathered where I had. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath been given, much shall be expected, but from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. I share this gospel with you this morning from Matthew because, dear friends, the gospel of Matthew contains 5 major speeches of Jesus. And the first of those speeches is one that we heard some time ago, the Sermon on the Mount. And there are 4 other lengthy teachings of Jesus, the gospel for today. But today's gospel is from the last of the 5 speeches, the last of the 5 major speeches. And it is called the eschatological discourse. Eschatological means that Jesus is talking to us about the last things. Jesus is talking to us about the end of the world, the coming of the Son of Man on the last day, the last judgment, and the arrival of God's kingdom in its fullness. Now, that is the context for today's text that I read. It tells us about the return of the Master, the return of the Lord. And this return represents the last judgment, when the Lord will ask each of us a question. The Lord will ask each of us a question. And the question is, what did you do with the gifts that I have given you? What did you do with the gifts I have given you? The gifts that had been given to the servants were known as talents, which was a certain weight of silver or gold. But there are many commentators, when you read, they cannot give a clear idea of what a talent is worth. They can't give a clear idea. And I've seen it valued as anything as from $1,000 to $1,000,000. But whatever, for the simple people who were usually paid each day just enough to survive the next day, a talent was a lot of money. It might be interesting, dear friends, to mention it was through familiarity with this word talent in today's text that in the Middle Ages the word talent came to mean a special gift of being able to do something well. It's only in the Middle Ages that it came to mean a special gift of being able to do something well. And let us note, the master does not tell his servants what to do with the money. He obviously expects those people to follow the example that he had shown them, to use the time that they had as they waited for his return, to increase what they had been given. I probably would not have been too hard on that third servant. You know why? He buried his money. And burying the money was somewhat a prudent thing. So he buried it so that it would not be stolen. That's how I see it. So the master, however, in his wisdom, saw the man who buried the money as being lazy. He saw it as laziness. And there's one thing about the money that is important, but which we don't notice until the end of the parable. The master was giving the money to his servants, not in order to get back, but as a personal gift to each of them. A personal gift to each of them. Apparently, they did not know that until the master said, take the talent from him, the one who had buried it, and give it to the one with 10. Notice that. So what is all this saying to us? God does not want back the gifts he has given to us. God wants us, ourselves. He doesn't want us to bury our talents in the ground until we see that our end is near and can dig them up so as to return them to the Lord. We have been told many times that using the gifts that we have been given, whatever they may be, will help us to be successful in this life. Jesus Christ wants us to be successful spiritually. To be successful spiritually by using the spiritual gifts we have been given. Christ has given us, God has given us scriptures. He has given us the sacraments. He has given us time. Time that we can use to do a number of things. What do we use our time for? We use time for prayer. We use time for Bible study. We use time for being good to others and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So, if we do nothing with the graces and the opportunities God has given us, it will not be a good thing. There will be more next week when we come to read about the last judgment, the last judgment. How those who put their gifts and their talents to good use were happy they did, while those who held on to them just for themselves ended up deeply regretting. Amen.